Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts. We have Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Good afternoon, my buddy.
So we are sponsored by Cornerstone Mortgage. And if anybody'd like to reach out to us, you can text or call our show number at 314-472-DOUG. Again, it's 314-472-DOUG. And you can also visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. So, guys, we have the 47 easy ways to make your home sell faster. That's a lot of ways,
isn't it? This is great. That is a lot of ways, you know.
We've worked hard to accumulate all 47 of these things. And they all make sense, though.
Wow, yeah. I'm looking over it. Yes, they do.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let's jump into this. Because I think Cornerstone Mortgage, we're in the business of helping people
get
mortgages. Mm-hmm. But to get a mortgage, frequently you have to sell your previous home.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So it's in our best interest to help you sell your home very, very quickly.
That's right.
All right, Tammy, what do you have as number one?
Well, these all have to do with going throughout the house. So number one, open the draperies and pull up the shades and let the sunlight in. That's pretty simple. Didn't cost me anything.
Nope.
To do it.
It sure helps, though.
It does. It does.
You know?
There's got to be a song about that one.
I'm sure. I'm sure there is. My brain's just not working. So number two, create a positive mood. Turn on all the lights day or night and install higher wattage light bulbs to show your home brightly.
That would make sense.
That makes sense again, you know. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Brighten that place up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the man cave needs some light, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and it's weird because sometimes I think like it's a little dim ambiance lighting, but mm-hmm. It's not really what people want to see.
No, they want to see the bright light of the house.
Right.
All right, number three.
Uh-oh.
Remove clutter from each room to visually enlarge them.
So as in out the plastic trees and stuff?
We men appreciate anything that enlarges us, right?
Yay, amen.
Well, you know, the room is important to be bigger than what it appears to be, right?
Yes, and we don't need a rearview mirror with that little label to get there.
Correct.
Number four. This one's actually kind of interesting. If you have a fireplace, highlight it in your decorating.
Hmm.
So, you know, fireplace, everybody likes a fireplace.
Sure.
Yeah, they do.
It seems like it would be kind of in your face when you walk in anyway, but if you have some nice decorations, it becomes a focal point, so it's kind of important.
If you don't have a fireplace, they make some amazing electric ones that you can plug in that look really nice, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, consider putting one in.
Yep.
Right. So, number five, keep your home dusted and vacuumed at all times.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, that's a tough one.
That's hard to do, man.
It is hard to do.
Forced air furnaces just blow a lot of dust around.
We can write wash me on every thing by the end of the week.
We can, yeah, and we work hard at it.
Yeah, we do.
Well, not me, but.
Oh, all right, yeah. I work hard at it.
Tammy, yes.
Number six, replace the carpet if it doesn't clean up well.
Sure,
good God.
Sure.
That one's tough with all the kids we have.
Well, it is, but, you know, if you have big stains in the carpet, the first thing people are going to think is, I'm going to have to replace that.
Sure.
And that's not good.
No, I can look beyond that, but a lot of people want to see it nice and clean.
If you have it cleaned, it's amazing that frequently when you have a professional carpet cleaning that goes on, it will look amazing for a couple days.
And then,
the stains will kind of come back.
Yeah.
So you may have to have that a few times while your house is listed.
Number seven here is awesome.
All right, Doug, go for it.
Have a family game plan to get the home in order quickly if necessary.
Set the timer.
Well, this is pretty important because I can't tell you how many times I'd be at work and I get a call that we have a showing in an hour. And then, like, you're running home, like, especially if you have kids, you know, in the family, you're running home to clean stuff. So you can kind of get in the habit. Like, I know when my house is listed, when I take a shower, I actually use my towel after I dry off. I wipe down the inside of the shower as I'm getting out.
Okay.
And in fact, doing a lot of things like that, I'm like, man, I should just do this all the time and get in the habit of it. And then it fades away after a while.
Sure,
you're
like,
of course, then I'm back to my old habits.
Right.
Well, my game plan is a hefty trash bag. I just take it all.
Throw it all away.
Take it to Goodwill.
All
right, number eight.
Air out your home for 1.5 hour, Tom, before showering.
All righty.
Especially if you have a teenage son.
Yeah.
They need to bottle that smell, man.
Get the teenager out of there. Ooh, there aren't enough windows to be able to air that one out.
Oh, my goodness. Number nine, go for it.
lightly spray the house with air freshener so that it has a chance to diffuse before the buyer arrives.
So it's just not that, oh, they just
It's a Febreze.
Lysol, right?
Yeah,
Febreze.
Well, if you're burning incense, they may get the wrong impression.
That might be uh-oh.
Yeah, what are they covering up?
Right.
What do you got? Right.
Sure. Yeah, is that a little cannabis?
Yeah, what's got going on there?
Yeah, no hippie lettuce in this house.
Oh, gosh. Number 10.
Oh, wow.
This is going bad. Put family photos in storage.
Yep. Nobody wants to see your family photos. Just, you know,
it's us.
Well, I mean, we all think our families are beautiful. I mean, we know ours is, but they wouldn't want to see our pictures.
Correct.
They need to visualize their family in the home, mm-hmm. not your family.
Totally makes sense.
Number 11, improve traffic flow through every room by removing unnecessary furniture.
So that kind of ties into 3 there. Just remove clutter, get stuff out of the way so the house looks larger.
Yeah, so in a lot of cases, even rearranging the furniture, get a pod delivered. You know, get a pod delivered so you can get half the stuff out of your house into the pods that you don't need. You know, a lot less furniture where you can actually move things away from the wall and get things centered more in the middle rooms.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 12.
12. Create the feeling of a spacious entry area by using decorative accents and removing unnecessary furniture. So this is basically what the people walk into when they first walk in the door.
Right.
What do they see? Is it crowded? Do you have a coat rack right there that you can't get around? Is it full of coats? You know, consider taking that out and moving it.
Yep. Number 13, mm-hmm. putty over and paint any nail holes or other mishaps in the walls.
Okay.
So to me, it's amazing how much better. Like we just got a room finished in our basement, and we had a professional drywaller come in to do it. And
smart.
When you have perfect walls, house just looks so much better.
Oh, it's beautiful. Sure.
So nice.
Yeah, I actually sold one of my homes to a guy that owned a drywall company, owned River City Drywall.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing he did is he had his guys come in and patch up any little imperfection. It looked like a totally different house because after, you know, even after 10 years, all those nail holes start to pop.
Yeah,
all kinds of things start to, you get little nicks. And when people painted, a lot of times there's chunks in the paint that become part of the wall. Yeah, it's pretty common.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Gosh. Number 14, paint all interior walls a neutral color to brighten the home and make it look bigger. And we all want to make our home the way we want it. So the hot pink wall in Ashley's bedroom, you know, if we get ready to sell, we're going
right.
to have to paint
it. It would get neutralized.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Right. Understand.
Not just neutralizing the odor, we're neutralizing the colors.
Yep. Right. So number 15, repair or replace any loose or damaged wallpaper.
Oh, yeah.
Just remove it. Yeah, remove it, period.
That should be no.
No wallpaper, please.
Exiled.
Right.
I'm glad that's out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's the worst. I was like, oh, I think we could do our own. That was it was ugly. It was horrible. It was not good.
All right, number 16, clean all light bulbs and light fixtures to brighten the home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the boys pointed out that the fan has some dust on it. So
the boys were joking that the fan in our kitchen, especially in our dining room, if you turn it on, like, you know, it's pretty covered with dust. And
yeah,
it's pretty high, so you
I
don't get up there very
it on
often.
High speed, Tom,
yeah, just let
and
it,
just let it fly.
Well, especially when the table's all set with food,
yeah,
and let the dust just start to fly on top of the food.
Oh boy!
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Wash them windows.
Number 17, Tammy.
Wash all windows inside and out. I don't
good
do
time
windows.
Of year to do that. Yeah, it's a very good time of the year to do windows.
Yes.
Number 18.
Don't freeze up.
Right. Use plants in transitional areas of your house. And you know, it's funny, but that really does make a difference. It just.
Now, I'll use fake plants if it's up to me.
I know you will.
Because any real plant I have is going to be, if it's supposed to be green, it would turn brown.
Okay.
Yep. Number 19, make the most of your attic's potential.
Uh-huh.
What if you don't have any attics in your house?
Good point.
They're already in rehab.
He's
love it.
Bomb.
Okay, I bling ding. I walked right into it.
Yeah, you did, Tom. Welcome.
Oh.
Welcome to my world.
Love it, though.
Oh, not that kind of
good.
Attic.
Right.
Attic. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Not
right,
addict.
Right.
Okay. Right. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Enunciation. Right. Everything.
Love it.
Number 20, remove and or hide excess extension cords and exposed wires.
Yeah, people love exposed wires.
Right.
Number
beautiful cord.
Yeah. Number 21, open doors to areas you want potential buyers to see as walk-in closets, pantries, attics, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So open that door to the attic.
Our kids leave the pantry door open all the time.
Yeah,
so
maybe they're trying to show it off.
We're prepared.
Exactly.
Number 22, remove all smoke and pet odors. Ooh, okay. That's a must.
Yeah. Sure,
that's sure. a big deal. And that's not easy to do.
Sure.
It's not. That right. kitty litter box can't be, you no. know, in no. the kitchen. 23, repair or replace banisters and handrails. And, you know, if they're rickety or, you know, kind of because our kids slide down them.
Safety-wise. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Sure.
All right. So we've covered 1 through 23 out of our 47 easy ways to make your home sell faster. This is sponsored by Cornerstone Mortgage. And when we return, we are going to cover items 24 through 47 to give you all the things that are going to make your home sell quickly. Mm-hmm. And if you want to download these, it's going to be on our website at DougHaldeman.com. You can download all 47 of these ways. We'll hit the next group up when we return. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show, sponsored by Cornerstone Mortgage on FM News Talk 97.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.